The Space Show. More than just rocket science, we look at innovations, business practices and practical applications of space at 7 p.m. every Wednesday.
And one of the innovations in the last few years has been the advent of CubeSats. QB50 is going to be an international network of double and triple CubeSats. And what is a CubeSat? Well, it's a cubic satellite measuring a decimeter on each side. A double CubeSat puts two of the satellites attached side by side, thereby measuring 1 by 1 by 2 decimeters. A triple CubeSat has three cubes attached in a row, and so measures 1 by 1 by 3 decimeters. The original concept was to deploy 50 satellites in a string of pearls configuration. That number now stands at 36. Three of them are being built in Australia. 28 of them will be deployed from the International Space Station at an altitude of 415 kilometres. They will be lofted to the space station aboard a Cygnus cargo ship, which will be launched by an Atlas V rocket from Cape Canaveral. Another 8 of the QB50 satellites will be launched from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in India on April the 21st of this year. They will orbit at an altitude of 500 kilometres. The objective of QB50 project is to make a long-duration exploration of the lower thermosphere. Now, the thermosphere is a region between 200 and 300 kilometres above the Earth's surface. And putting them into that orbit will allow re-entry research. The QB series will provide an in-orbit demonstration of technologies and miniaturized sensors. Now, these sensors include mass spectrometers to measure neutral molecules and ionized atoms. Also, magnetic flux probes to measure the Earth's magnetic field. And finally, Langmuir probes to measure the electric fields in the upper atmosphere. By having many satellites with the same instrumentation, it will be possible to measure the thermosphere at multiple places around the world simultaneously. The QB50 satellites are being developed by a consortium of 15 partners from leading universities and research institutes from 25 different countries. One of the three Australian satellites is being built in the University of Adelaide and is called SUSAT. It will carry an ion and neutral particle mass spectrometer. By measuring the mass of atoms or molecules, one can identify them. For example, a mass of 14 Daltons indicates nitrogen atoms, while a mass of 16 Daltons means an oxygen atom. The second Australian CubeSat is called UNSW ECO. As you might guess from its name, UNSW ECO is being built in Sydney by the University of New South Wales. Like SUSAT, this CubeSat will carry a mass spectrometer. The third Australian QB50 satellite is being built at the University of Sydney. It is called INSPIRE 2 and will use a multi-needle Langmuir probe to measure thermospheric electric fields. All three will be launched on the March 16 Atlas V rocket mission, although I was looking up today and it looks like it might be delayed till March 20. The Australian Government's Civil Space Regulation Division has issued overseas launch certificates for the QB50 satellites. Matthew Tetlow of Innova Technologies in Adelaide has been involved in the SUSAT QB50, the South Australian University satellite, and he spoke at the Australian Space Development Conference at RMIT and described his little baby.